This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kate Delaney, as we kick off the week, we look to the Ukraine and ask ourselves why. What are our politicians doing and what do the people in America think? What is the West in general going to do about the situation that continues to pinch all of us anyway, because we find ourselves really scrimping for the change underneath the dash and on the floor, because we have to pay so much more for our gas. If you live in California, oh, I feel sorry for you. It's tough to live in California, isn't it? You know, they say the West Coast has the sunshine and the girls all get so tan. Isn't that how that old song went? But when you pull up, that doesn't work to fill up your gasoline tank. And yes, there are many who do the electric thing, but there still are so many more that pull up at the pumps and look for gasoline to get them from point A to point B. And for the first time in a long time, there is more than just a few grumbles out there. People are very, very concerned, whether it's the Midwest, the South, the Southwest, any other part of the country you can think of, and especially in California, because of just how much it costs to fill up when you're just trying to commute to work or do a few little errands or take the kids to a couple of the places that they have to be. You know, that dreaded word, carpooling, could be back with a vengeance, because it might be a necessity for so many people living in the suburbs or rural areas or even in the cities, too. Because just because you live in a city doesn't mean you necessarily are relying on public transportation. So oil is at $1.30 a barrel. Gas with the all-time record. Our president is hightailing it to Saudi Arabia. You know, most of what we get actually came from Russia. So second would be Saudi Arabia. And at this point, what do you do when you domestically are challenged? And remember, it was not to drill. It was about what are the alternatives. And now domestic production, it's not that there's none, just not enough to meet the demand. So when you go to get that gas, of course, you're going to feel it big time. It gets to $150, it gets to $200 a barrel. You might start walking. You might think about filling up those tires on that bicycle. I mean, in all seriousness, can you imagine, especially people who drive SUVs or bigger vehicles of any sort, how much it would ultimately cost to fill it up? If you're a premium pumper, that's where you really feel ultimately the pinch, more than if it's just regular. But still, even regular is very, very high, as we've hit an all-time high. I mean, it's a record. So almost everybody's paying over $4 a gallon. And I got these numbers from, you know, AAA or Gas Buddy. They all have the same thing. The previous all-time high was set back in 2008, and that was $4.03 per gallon. We're at 0.04. So that's just ahead of the Great Recession and housing crisis. The national price, by the way, of diesel, we talk about truck drivers and the importance of that and moving freight, is also nearing a new record. It's $4.63 a gallon. It's probably going to break the record of $4.84.6 a gallon in the next couple of weeks. So just brace for it, because, in fact, I would say, if you're one of those people, like I must confess, I play for this team, I often am on fumes when I pull up to fill up. But I will tell you, because of what we're now seeing while we watch where oil keeps fluctuating the way it is, I'm keeping it full. So if you keep it as full as you can, perhaps you're saving a little bit there. If you're shopping and getting a couple of pennies off here or there, for your gasoline if you're part of Sam's Club or Costco or whatever it might be. You'll save a little bit there, but even in filling up in those places, you're still going to pay more. All right, so while we whine about the price of gasoline, boy, it really is a war zone in the Ukraine. It's sad to see the video. I mean, now you're hearing national anchors say, brace yourselves, these are really sad, frightening pictures. And you see bombs going off, missiles that hit, people that were walking across the street and suddenly have been knocked down and obviously killed and not there. And I saw, I think, one of the saddest pieces of video coming out of Kyiv just earlier in the day, where you had lots of cherub-looking kids, you know, those smiling, great faces, where they were hauling, they were running, they were holding hands, and they were jumping over debris that was in the street just to get to a bridge that was half collapsed to get them a little further down the road to safety, and some of them didn't make it to safety. You had people that had suitcases, kids, and dogs in their hands, big dogs that they were clutching and trying to move along. So this is just a stark reminder that it is in our face. We are part of this as we see the humanity of it. And I couldn't be more proud of Americans and what they're trying to do, whether it's the couple of nickels they can rub together or it's something deeper than that, in trying to help the Ukrainian people however you can, right? So you got Vladimir Putin, who has demanded the Ukraine recognize Russia's claim to Crimea and acknowledges a couple of the states, independent states, if the war is to end. And the Ukraine must also lay down their arms and distance themselves from NATO. That's what he's saying. The demands came after reports that Kremlin troops are preparing for a fresh attempt to seize Kyiv again. That is the capital city. Somehow they are continuing, the Ukrainian troops and so many of the people who have taken up arms are managing to still hold back somewhat. I mean, they are setting up humanitarian quarters, is what they're calling them, to try to help the refugees who are running, fleeing from the fighting, just to get them out of the way and forcing them, however they can, to just get out. Vladimir Putin's troops have been attempting to advance toward the capital city for days, but kind of ground to a halt as the Ukrainian resistance hit supply lines. So see, they are still coming after the Russians, and they're doing some smart things. What they need to do is shoot down these bloody missiles. What they need is more weapons that will allow them to take aim and fire in that direction. Over the weekend, on Sunday, President Zelensky, the Ukrainian president, promised a day of judgment after the deaths of evacuating Ukrainians, like I was describing. The Ukrainian leader spoke following all that tragedy in Irpin, where four members of one family were killed when the missiles hit. They just happened to be there trying to get out. And there have been vows of revenge after the photos of those fleeing families lie dead in the street with Russian forces shelling that city, that area, shocking the world. I mean, this truly is what's happening. People are dodging missiles to try and survive. More than 1.5 million, luckily, have fled to nearby countries, thank goodness. We continue on the flip side.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long Sound Neck Heating Pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Things that you can do to help the people in the Ukraine, because there are just loads of humanitarian possibilities of what you can do, where you can donate. The Ukrainian Red Cross does lots of humanitarian stuff. They aid refugees, they train doctors, and it's easy to donate directly there, theredcross.org.ua. And it'll get you there. If you follow that link, it will get you there, and you can help them certainly that way. And there are so many other places to go to, even UNICEF, which is a global charity focused on, of course, children and water, providing water and nutrition and health care and whatnot. And you can easily donate there as well, and money is being funneled, thank goodness. And that's UNICEFUSA.org. And, you know, you can give as little as you can give. I mean, whatever you give helps, and that's it. The people are pulling together, the people, our people, other people that are figuring out ways that they can do whatever they can do to help. There's even a thing called Sunflower for Peace. And they've got first aid backpacks. That's huge to doctors and paramedics on the front lines. Because guess what? That's what they run out of. They run out of supplies. And then what are they going to do when they run out of those supplies? So this is a wonderful, wonderful way to donate. And you can just go to facebook.com/donate and you'll find it. Again, fundraiser for Sunflowers of Peace, because of course they're known as the Great Sunflower Country,
And that's the way to do it. You can do it through even links on the website. Very, very easy to find them, and then you won't find yourself being spammed or anything else, or just it's up to you what you decide you're going to give. You can go right to the website, go to guidestar.org, and it is a U.S.-based nonprofit organization, and that's what they're doing. Medical, humanitarian aid for the people that have been affected by this violence in the Ukraine. They started their first fundraiser back in 2015, and the whole idea was there was violence happening in the Ukraine, and they were helping then, and the organization got bigger and bigger and bigger over time, and they have fundraised thousands of dollars, U.S. dollars, and provided hundreds of medical workers in the Ukraine with the equipment that they don't have when they've got resources that are drained and bigger needs. So those providing that kind of money for this backpack, and every backpack, I love the what they started here. In fact, we're trying to get the founder on the show, but every backpack has the ability to save up to 10 lives, right? Because they call it a second level of medical care in terms of combat action is what they say. So in that case, you've got the groups operating in areas where they don't have medical facilities or emergency care. So every backpack has enough for at least 10 people. And you've got bandages and anti-hemorrhaging medicine like Quick Clot and medical instruments, a way to survive in extreme conditions. And they wouldn't have this in many cases, didn't have this. And so this is, I think, just a wonderful, wonderful way to help the people. All right, some other things that are happening. I mean, of course, celebrities that are lucky, blessed, talented, whatever you want to call it, they hustle and they make millions and millions of dollars, and we always read about them. And when we're getting ready to check out at the grocery aisle at the cashier's desk or whatever. And whether it's People Magazine or whatever it is, you glance up at and you see the latest story. So Miley Kunis or Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher, her husband, she was born in the Ukraine. They are matching $3 million. So $3 million that's donated, they're matching that. So that is $6 million. And they know that's happening, which is wonderful, right? And then I was reading about, people are talking about Airbnb, and Airbnb is smart. They picked up on this, so they're going one step further. There's ways to help the refugees, including offering stays for free or at a discount through Airbnb.org. So there are people that are doing that are offering their Airbnbs to people who will need it. And these Airbnb partners, they're partnering up with nonprofits. They check refugee guests for eligibility and they assist them before, during, and after their stay. So they get a comfortable bed, basic necessities, anywhere from a few days to a few weeks, and that makes a big difference. Because imagine, I said that before, imagine how you would feel, and some of you have experienced this, whether it's fire or flood, some kind of displacement. I don't care what size house you live in, whether it's a giant mansion, typical medium kind of sized home in a subway, out in the stick somewhere, out in a shack somewhere, out in a cave somewhere, whatever. I mean, when you're displaced, you're displaced. And so what do you do? And it's very hard sometimes to ask for help, even in a dire situation. So the great thing about Airbnb is they are helping with these refugee situations, whatever it is, especially in figuring out a way to connect them to other people. And I think what happened in the beginning, which was great, and it's still happening, people were going on Airbnb, going to the Ukraine, and then staying somewhere for a few nights to have that money funneled to the people, or a night, or whatever they could afford, right? And then you've got Airbnb providing hosts with air cover. That includes $1 million in liability insurance, $1 million in damage protection, and so much more. So they're contributing these funds. I said it at the top, for up to 100,000 refugees, and they're waiving host and guest fees on all Airbnb.org stays for the refugees. So all that's great, because it's that displacement, I think, that has to be scary. It's, and you're missing people, family members, husbands, wives, families separated, and then you got to deal with, wow, I mean, what are we doing? How are we surviving? Because now we made it through, but now it's about surviving, right? Yeah. And that's what's happening. All right, speaking of surviving, boy, here close to home in Iowa, it's been a tough couple of days for my friends in Des Moines. Whether it was a tornado that killed 7 people or one teenager died, 2 others were injured in a shooting outside an Iowa high school. I actually know somebody whose granddaughter goes to that high school, and they say it was like a punch in the gut when people heard of this. So you've got 2 in critical condition. A 15-year-old boy didn't survive his injuries. Then you got a 16-year-old girl and an 18-year-old girl. They were hospitalized. They're the 2 in critical condition. It happened before 3 o'clock outside of this East High School campus. And they say they believe the gunfire came from a passing car of some sort, that where shell casings were removed from that area. And they're confirming whether the victims were students at the school. It was believed they are. And it's like the worst nightmare, though, when you hear that. So you hear what happened. You see blood and kids on the street. And they start talking about a shooter. And then, of course, everybody's put on lockdown. It was just shocking as you're trying to figure out, is this someone coming in the school? Does this happen outside of the school? What is going on? So that investigation continues. The Des Moines police say they detained a couple of potential suspects, but that no charges were filed. That was just as of a few hours ago. But really, really tough to see again this. So school was canceled for Tuesday, and they've got a grief team available for students and the staff because it was shocking and scary and whatnot. And then you had the tornado that ripped through Iowa that killed 7 people, and including a couple of really young kids. One was 2 years old, couldn't get out of the way of what turned out to be a very big and powerful tornado that stayed on the ground for a while, and there was no getting around it. Unfortunately, anybody who's experienced a tornado, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, Des Moines, we feel you. But it's really, really tough to see what happened, like I said, in these last couple of days. All right, coming up next, your thoughts as we head to the mailroom.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is ordering 500 additional U.S. troops to Europe as the war between Russia and Ukraine rages on. Austin saying the United States will also send refueling aircraft to Greece as part of the deployment. Gas prices are continuing to soar. AAA saying the national average for the price of regular is up to $4.07 a gallon. AAA spokesman Robert Sinclair saying as the price of crude oil continues to rise, so will gas.
Crude oil prices are for futures for oil that will be delivered 30 days out and then processed into gasoline. So the future looks bleak for the price of gasoline, retail level at the pump, as the price of crude oil goes higher.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court is upholding a decision that overturned a conviction.
The Supreme Court on Monday rejected an appeal aimed at the Pennsylvania Supreme Court and their ruling that overturned comedian Bill Cosby's 3 to 10 year sexual assault conviction. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled in June that an agreement he struck to provide testimony in a civil lawsuit in 2005 and 2006 should have given him immunity in the case. The Supreme Court rejected the appeal without commentary, meaning Bill Cosby will remain a free man. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The United States military is planning to get a higher view in space. In a recent video, the U.S. Air Force Research Laboratory revealed its plan to launch a satellite to bring surveillance to the area around the moon. It will be flown 272,000 miles into space and will bypass thousands of government and commercial satellites. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Dig in the mail bag.
Dig in the mail bag.
Yeah!
All right, We are in the mail room, and most of what so many of you want to talk about is you're furious about the gas prices. Why didn't we ramp up domestic production, or why didn't we start to give weapons to the Ukrainian people much earlier? Wouldn't that have made sense? And I'm going to agree with you on that. I think here's what I don't understand. It always feels to me like we're playing catch-up, right? So we saw what was happening in the Ukraine. How many times on this show, if we went back and re-racked the tape, did I sound like a parrot where I was saying the same thing? On one side in the air, and then we're seeing what's happening with the ships. We're seeing as they continue to amass more troops at the Belarus border. I mean, we saw what was happening. We saw what was going on there. So the time to really funnel as much as possible to the Ukrainian people, knowing what was going to possibly happen, was then. Because it's a democratic, free country. And so, yes, they're not part of NATO. But if there was a read the tea leaves, dummies, then to get in front of that would have made sense. Now we're, of course, making investments in weapons and doing what's possible, and other countries are doing the same thing, but it's tougher because it's tougher to get the weapons to them. They have to come and get them, basically, because you're not going into the country. So it would have been easier to do it before all of this
you know, took place. So were you hedging a bet, I guess? Could you say, well, can you really do that if they're not in the middle of it? Can you anticipate what's happening? Can you figure a way to do that? I think there was a way to do that, but it doesn't matter. We can't put that, we can't go backwards. You know, I hate going backwards. Regret doesn't matter. At this point, it's moving forward. So what happens? And many of you have talked about that, including Al, who is listening to us in Ottumwa, Iowa. And Al says, hey, Kate, I've been around with you for a long time, maybe since the beginning of your show when I first caught it. And I thought you were such a breath of fresh air. And I thought you were so different from anything else that I heard on GCN. Not that I didn't like what I was hearing, but you were kind of this voice of reason and you were extremely interesting. Ooh, well, Al, thanks for that compliment. I'll take it. Because it's not always complimentary. And Al goes on to say, after he butters me up a little bit, Al goes on to say, it's just infuriating the way our politicians operate. Sometimes you got to figure out a way to cut through the red tape. And this is just that same thing that we've been talking about for decades. If we look at a culture, a group of people struggling, and there is a lifeline that we can throw to them that we can do without being in the middle of a war, because we were already helping them, why wasn't there a better effort made? And I guess I might be answering my own question. It was that, oh, let's hope for diplomacy. Let's talk to Putin. Let's try to work this out. Let's see what Macron is going to do. Let's see who can get in there and convince Putin that it's not the Russia of old and we're not going back and grabbing Odessa and Ukraine for part of our jewels to make the Russian Empire what it once was. So I think the big mistake is always looking through the looking glass, if that makes any sense. I get it. Touche. I like that reference. You know, Zelensky had a translator. And he was talking about that he was not going to leave. Like, people are saying, well, you know, the West is offering you ways to get out because there's been all these reports about assassinations and attempts. And he said, no, if this is the 13th day of our struggle and we're going into this, we're all on the ground, we're all working, I'm where I should be, I'm in Kyiv, I'm with my team, I'm here. Because the defense is on the ground and the servicemen are in position, our heroes, the doctors, the rescuers, the transporters, the diplomats, the journalists, we are all at war. We're all at war. And this all was translated. And then he spoke English and he talked about, when he's asked a question, in fact, it was from David Muir, who did an exclusive with him on ABC. He's the nighttime anchor, and he was asked about is the president of the United States doing enough, and he said no, that more needs to be done, that people think that we're so far away, but USA and Canada, we're not that far away, and we are democratic like you, and we are here. But here's the thing, if they were part of NATO, it would be an easy thing to do. I think the idea is, okay, we're not going in now, because if we do this, then we're in the middle of this, and this is full on with Russia. I go back to the diplomacy thing, the thinking, all right, we're going to squeeze them with sanctions. There's going to be some way to get out of this. And it's like there is no way out at this point, right? Lots of people are trying to help, and that's great. And luckily, there's people in the Ukraine, so many, that aren't just the troops that are taking up arms. But this is tough for the Ukraine. I mean, Russia now is supposedly targeting people and blasting their way in, and that's certainly not good. All right, I got this one from Joey, who says, Kate, what about the Russian oil imports? I say screw it. We're already going to get the massive pain that we're feeling at the pump anyway. So why doesn't everybody just cut them off, sever it at this point? And we have to drill domestically. That's what we have to do, because that's the world that we live in at this point. There are other people that are more green, if you want to call it that, and that's fine. Ramp that up. There's even oil companies that are smartly figuring out ways to do that, but we still have so many that are dependent on oil, and especially even for gas and heating. So why do we flail around with this? Just make a damn decision, and the decision is that you got to go ahead with the ban on Russian oil imports. All right, I agree with you. A bad decision is, yes, you have to be thoughtful, strategic, you have to talk to allies, but then you make the call. Because every day is another critical day. So now our president is going to hold a, or did hold a video conference with the leaders from France, Germany, the UK, as they're trying to get some support on the ban on imports, but they're not really getting it, supposedly. They're not getting it across the board. I mean, Germany, the biggest buyer of Russian crude oil, has rejected plans to ban energy imports because they need it. They're accelerating their plans to expand the alternative sources, but they can't. The German chancellor says we can't stop it right now because we can't do this overnight. And again, oil prices are at their highest that we've seen since 2008. So it's that natural gas, especially, that Europe is reliant on, but they're certainly open to the idea of banning Russian products. So the U.S. doesn't rely as much on Russian crude and products, but certainly a ban would drive prices up and pinch us, the consumers in the United States, at really high levels at the gas pump. But I think this is what's being explored. So either do it or don't do it. You know, either make it happen or don't make it happen. That's it. I mean, there is a bipartisan group of senators that introduced a bill last week to ban U.S. imports of Russian oil, and that's getting fast-tracked. So it could be that that gets approved and then goes to the president's desk, and there is your decision, right, at this point. Okay, here's another one from Ralph. Kate, I used to write you a lot more. I've been super, super busy. Trust me when I can. I listen to the show. This is Ralph from New Jersey, and I look at this humanitarian conditions and how they're really seem to be getting worse as you've got the Russians who are shelling more and are full-on assault mode. And, boy, I just hope those people, as many people as possible, get out. Do you know how many have had safe passage yet at this point? Well, then, you know, of course, we don't know an exact number, but it appears to be, from what those on the ground are saying, is that it's, you know, close to 1.5 million that have been able to get out. How, you know, whatever way it was that they got out, and what, whether it was Poland or what border they got to, and that's a good thing. That's better than what it was looking like in the beginning, but there's still far, far more people that need to be able to find that opening. All right, this is from Mary, and Mary says, Kate, I have friends that live in Iowa, and I got to tell you, it's this thing with the tornado. It was just absolutely terrible over the weekend. While there were watches and whatnot, it was one of those tornadoes that stayed on the ground for too long and was able to hit too many people in a small town. And, you know, you had a father and two children, so sad, who were killed, of the people that were killed in that Iowa, you know, tornado. Yeah, you know what? There's a couple stories because I've been reading it. It's an EF3 tornado, and he had a father protecting his kids, but they were killed. I mean, he couldn't do anything about it. And you had an Iowa husband and grandfather that died protecting the wife from a tornado. So, yeah, I mean, it just hit down too long. People were vulnerable. They were in the wrong place, sadly. Oh, we pray for them, certainly.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Yeah, time for another What's on Tap. So What's on Tap includes something that I mentioned in a previous segment, that are we helping the Ukrainians by not importing any Russian crude whatsoever? So as the president mulls it over, Congress has a bipartisan bill making its way through the chambers, and if that gets passed, then it goes to his desk and he signs it or he doesn't sign it. And of course, banning Russian oil would hit our prices incredibly hard. That may be some of the reluctance. Then there is the convoy, the trucker convoy that made its way to Washington, D.C. It's been staking out since last week, and they're calling for an end to the state of emergency that led to overreaching mandates, is what they're saying. And it was inspired, of course, by what we saw happen in Canada, in Windsor, Ontario, at that Ambassador Bridge. And then there was a group of truckers that made their way from California. Others joined in, and they went around the Beltway. California Capitol Police issued an emergency declaration on Sunday to ensure that the Capitol Police were able to operate and respond. The Pentagon extended National Guard support to the Capitol Police because they were anticipating a protest by the convoy, and the District of Columbia is saying they're monitoring demonstration activity and warned
the people that trucker protests could result in road shutdowns or other inconveniences to let them know that. And then Republican Senators Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, Ted Cruz from Texas say, hey, we're going to meet with the truckers from the People's Convoy on Tuesday to talk about the vaccine mandate. So they announced that. That's what's going to happen. That's on tap. So that's what's on tap there. All right. Meanwhile, this is something that had been discussed and discussed for so long. What's going on at Gitmo? And do more people need to be sent back home? And what about prosecutions? Well, the Department of Defense announced on Monday, because there's so much going on, it kind of went under the wire, that a Guantanamo Bay detainee that sought to participate in the 9/11 terror attacks is going to be repatriated to Saudi Arabia. The Periodic Review Board determined back in June of last year that the detention of Mohammed Mani Ahmad Al-Qahtani was no longer necessary to protect against a continuing significant threat to the national security of the United States. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin determined on February 4th to repatriate Al-Qahtani. So now it's all about the transfer, and that includes, so that's what's on tap, security and humane treatment assurances, and that was fulfilled before returning to the home country. That was the whole thing. How do you responsibly do that? The DOD had previously said that Al-Qahtani had been trained by Al-Qaeda and sought to participate again in September 11th attacks in 2001, but his attempt to enter the U.S. that August was unsuccessful, so he could not do that. And 38 people are still detained at Guantanamo Bay. 19 are eligible for transfer, 7 for this review, the Periodic Review Board. 10 are involved in the military commissions process. 2 have been convicted in military commissions. So what's on tap there is more processes where some may get repatriated and others will not. Remember, there were calls to at one point close Guantanamo. That seems like a long time ago since that was happening, but this just raises the awareness that there's still things happening there, and there's still detainees there. And here's, by the way, what we're seeing. All right. Also on tap is this, and very important because we're seeing, you know, agriculturally speaking, food shortages. Is that going to be part of the Ukraine? Because the Ukraine is the breadbasket for the world in some cases. So Germany is hosting a virtual meeting of agricultural ministers from G7 countries coming up on tap this Friday to discuss the impact of Russia's invasion on the Ukraine on, hey, overall globe food security, and how do we stabilize food markets? How do we do that? Price hikes for ag products cannot be excluded in industrialized nations either. Germany, of course, holds the rotating presidency of the group of 7 of most advanced economies this year. That's why it's there. Russia calls its actions in the Ukraine a special operations, and they say that it's not designed to occupy territory but to destroy its southern neighbors' military capabilities and capture what it regards as dangerous nationalists, because this is what was thrown out as the reason that we're doing this. In the meantime, it is about food insecurity. So will that meeting yield anything that will help the people that are starting to feel the real pinch of that, which is in every nook and cranny in the world, by the way? So it's big. Yeah. High Court is in session, and here's something that happened with them. The Supreme Court on Monday actually narrowed the reach of a federal law that strengthens penalties for career criminals found to illegally have a gun. So the Supreme Court was ruling in the case of a man a lower court classified as that term, a career criminal, after counting the man's burglary of 10 different public storage units on a single evening as 10 separate offenses. The high court said unanimously that it was an error, that the 10 burglary convictions should have been treated as one, rather, just one event, rather than separate crimes when considering whether he qualified for a stiffened sentence under the Federal Armed Career Criminal Act. So without the stronger sentence, the man's recommended sentence would have been approximately 2 years, but he was instead sentenced to 16. So what's on tap is big, my friends, because think about this Supreme Court decision. It could result in reduced sentences for other people that were subjected to stronger sentences under the law. Because if you look at the U.S. Sentencing Commission report, people classified as armed career criminals have made up less than 1% of those sentenced every year for federal offenses. The Armed Career Criminal Act requires a 15-year mandatory minimum sentence for anyone found to have a gun after three or more previous convictions for violent felonies or serious drug offenses, right? So this decision could have reverberating effects, to be sure, that it's not just one, you know, it's not just all these separate incidents, it's one, and that's the deal. So the case before the justices was one of William Dale Wooden. Wooden had a criminal history, a lengthy one, was convicted in 2018 in Tennessee of being a felon in possession of a gun, a firearm. A judge concluded he should qualify for the Armed Career Criminals Act sentencing enhancement. That conclusion was based on a 2005 burglary conviction and the fact that he pled guilty in 97 to 10 counts of burglary for joining in the burglary of 10 units at, again, the storage facility. Wouldn't argue the burglary should count as one conviction, but the lower court disagreed. So now this is big, the Supreme Court decision that he shouldn't be subjected, he shouldn't have been subjected to a 15-year mandatory minimum sentence. So his attorney said he is grateful for that. And this act has been the subject of a lot of litigation before the Supreme Court. So on tap, I think, is more usage of this, depending on what's happened, you know, what the criminal's done, but looking at separate acts as one, depending on what that crime is, that's very, very, very big. All right, I love to listen to anybody who's drumming me off the stage, so let's listen. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour. Make it count.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.